May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Search, find, retain. Three simple verbs that are surprisingly difficult to achieve. Our reading from Acts is about searching and finding. The Athenians are searching for spiritual fulfilment. They've taken the pick and mix approach. A temple here, an altar there, a god for this and a god for that. But it's clearly not working for them. We're told their attitude affected even those who came to visit the city. Locals and foreigners alike spend their time in nothing but telling or hearing something new. They're searching and searching, but clearly never finding. They've made the mistake of thinking that to be interesting and meaningful, something has to be new and shiny. This is a mirror to our society. Our entire societal structure has been based on creating a need for latest and therefore better. It's how we have economised everything. Everything is a product that can be bought. And in order to keep the wheels of capitalism turning, we have to have a new latest and best about every 3 months. The old has to become obsolete, thrown away, replaced. And this creeps into everything around us almost without noticing. The clothes we wear, the phone we use, the car we drive. It even permeates into our spiritual life. Traditional church is boring. Try sparkly new church. The hymns here are boring. Let's go somewhere more hip, younger, cooler. Or even, well, they don't seem to be a very good Christian community here. They fall out, they snipe, they argue. I'm going to find a better Christian community, a more authentic community, and better hymns. Search, find, retain. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That line can make us wince a little. It can sound like a conditional relationship. Prove you love me by doing what I say. But that's not the tone here at all. Jesus isn't setting a test. He's describing what love naturally does. When you love someone, you want to live in a way that honours them. When you love someone, you want to reflect something of their heart. Love spills over into action. And Jesus' commandments aren't a long list of rules. He's already summed them up. Love one another as I have loved you. That's the whole thing. Not love one another when you feel like it. Not love one another when it's convenient. Not love one another when the other person is easy to love. No. Love one another as I have loved you. Steadily, generously, sacrificially, without keeping score. And when Jesus tells us to love our enemies, he raises the stakes even more. And our enemies are not those toting guns and out to ambush us. Our enemies might be those members of our community that we've never been able to get on with. The people who wind us up in a pew, three ahead of us, who are like grit in our shoe. Until we can get on with our neighbours, we don't stand much chance with our enemies. I'm always so disappointed when people stomp off in a huff from a church, often citing that people are behaving in an unchristian manner. The test of our faith is perseverance, is sticking with it, even in the times when it's tough, when it might feel arid, when we just can't find the love in ourselves. Search, find, retain. St. Augustine wrote some now well-known words in his Confessions. "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in thee." As a young man, Augustine outwardly had achieved much. He was a respected teacher of rhetoric in Carthage and then in Rome, an intelligent man who enjoyed an extravagant life with all the pleasures that entailed an imperial Rome. Yet inwardly he was dead. For though his mind had all that it could desire, his heart was still restless, still searching for something. He realised that the only place where his heart could truly rest from its searching was in God. Paul makes the same point to the Athenians. You're scrabbling round, your endless searching, your attempts to find spiritual solace have taken you onto a merry-go-round of new fads. You even have the answer right under your noses, but you've lost sight of it in all the busy searching. To an unknown God. There he is, right there, unknown to you, even as you build him an altar. Paul says to them, "This is the God you have been looking for, hidden in plain sight. The God who raised Jesus from the dead, the God who made the world, the Lord of heaven and earth, the God who needs no temple, no shrines, no stuff. He is God, capital G." And Jesus makes it clear that this is not an abstract out there God. This God is already within us. We just have to see it. The Spirit of God. And Jesus calls the Spirit of truth. Not truth as in cold facts, but truth as in reality, God's way of seeing, God's way of loving. The Spirit helps us see the world as God sees it, helps us to see ourselves as God sees us, helps us to see others with compassion rather than suspicion, helps us recognise what really matters and what can be let go of. And then Jesus stresses that you already know this presence. You've already experienced this love. You've already tasted this life. And soon it will be even closer, even deeper, even more woven into who you are. You never have to search again. You never have to suffer FOMO, the fear of missing out. That looking round to see if something better might be coming. No. The best has arrived. When we find that rest in God, everything else falls away. It doesn't matter if we don't like the hymns. It doesn't matter if people are a bit irritating. It doesn't matter if it's boring, whatever that really means. When we focus on God, then we find our rest. We can be still. We can stay, we can grow. Jesus calls this living. Not you will get by, but you will live. With the kind of life that has depth and joy and purpose. The kind of life that can survive disappointment. The kind of life that can hold grief and hope at the same time. The kind of life that isn't dependent on circumstances being perfect. The kind of life that comes from being rooted in God. Search, find, retain. Understand the restlessness in our hearts. Search once again for Jesus. Retain him through love and literally abide in him as he abides in us. Amen.